You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. I'm now joined by VI personal trainer Chris Fair, who's here to tell us about his sight loss story and the new documentary that he's the subject of, Fitness is for Everyone, an Adaptive Story. Chris, thanks so much for joining us here today.
Thanks, David. Nice to be here.
Can you tell us a bit about your sight loss, please?
Well, I've got a genetic condition called retinal dystrophy. I'm now 36. Didn't start noticing any issues until probably early 20s. People would say, oh, that thing over there. And like, what are they talking about? Or, you know, rainbows, I still think they're fictional as far as I'm concerned. Would walk into things here and there, you know, at nighttime. I was allowed to drive still then, which is terrifying to think about. When it came to nighttime, I just couldn't understand how everyone could see where they were going. But then I went for an eye test, and although my eyesight had decreased, it was still above like the level for driving. But then the next year I went again, and it had gotten worse, and it was then borderline. And then they had sent me to start trying to find out more, so sent to the hospitals and stuff. And then over the years, it took a few years to discover what was going on. Finally got to the right division at Moorfields Hospital in London, and then they discovered what they have now found out, it being the retinal dystrophy. And yeah, so it's a similar one, more similar to something a bit like Stargardt's disease, where it's your central vision is the factor that deteriorates. But fortunately, it looks so far that my peripheral vision is staying quite well intact.
So how do you then go from that to CrossFit and becoming a personal trainer? Because it doesn't look like on the surface that being visually impaired and really, really intense fitness go hand in hand.
So when I finally got, before I even started in the fitness industry as working in it, I didn't actually do any kind of fitness whatsoever. I was working in hospitality, managing private ski chalets in France and enjoying snowboarding. And over the 4 years that I was doing that, that was kind of when I was around 20, I did that between 24 and 28. And it was in those 4 years where my eyesight deteriorated a lot more rapidly than it had done. I just kind of couldn't do that job anymore. And I was looking for a career change to just kind of change everything with it. And so, like you say, about how the sight loss goes with intense exercise. So I think it's more, why can't it? As long as you're being safe and in a safe environment, then there's no reason you can't be fit and healthy. In kind of the gym environment where I am, everyone's obviously very aware of my condition, and so you know, they've very kindly put a lot of protocols in place to make it a very safe place for me to be. So we don't leave things on the floor that I might trip over, and everything's very bright in the main gym that we use, so that light's not an issue. And they've tried to help adapt it as much as possible to make it a very friendly place for me to be.
Well, that must be great that you've got so much support then in an environment where you were kind of new to, and then have decided to just keep going and keep going, and then excel at, to the point where we are now, where you're competing in adaptive CrossFit competitions and are now the subject of the Fitness is for Everyone, an Adaptive Story. Tell me a bit about how that documentary came to be.
Since I started working there, I enjoyed exercising and just the feeling of exercising. And when I've done anything before, I've always kind of wanted to commit to it as much as possible. Didn't think about anything to do with competing whatsoever until my boss, Connor, he entered me into a competition last year called the CrossFit Games, which is a worldwide competition. It's the biggest one they do in CrossFit. And he'd noticed that they had added the year before the adaptive men's vision category. So we did the first stage, and I was in joint first. And he was kind of like, see, I told you can do this. And I was a bit shocked by it. I've never done any competitive stuff in my life for that sort of thing. So I was a bit kind of taken back by it. And then we kind of said, okay, let's go for it on this. And then we went to the finals, which again, unfortunately for the CrossFit Games, the men's vision category is just an online one, where they do have 8 adaptive categories, which is fantastic, and came second overall, which was phenomenal. And I absolutely loved that. From that, I spoke to a couple of the chaps. So I found them on Instagram, the chap who won, Dave, and the guy who came third, Mark. So I started messaging them to say kind of, well done, guys. It was really nice to kind of do this competition, even though we haven't met. And Mark Gill, who he's a Spanish guy, he runs his company called Limited Edition Athletes. And so what he does is he creates opportunities, again, in this kind of thing for people with not just visually impairments, but other kind of adaptive needs. And he, I think he helps find them ways of training and exercising. He was running and creating this competition called Wadcelona, held in Barcelona. And so he started chatting to me about that and said, oh, please come and join, you know, and participate in this. So from chatting to him, from chatting to my boss, and then the guys who made the documentary is the guy who owns it's called Ben Davis. He's the owner of a company called Fitness Marketing Agency. Ben very kindly said, would you like us to sponsor you? You know, we'll take care of, we'll help you with the cost of things. We'll help with this and that. And then with that, and he goes, we'll send the filmographer out with you and we'll make a documentary out of this. And he did everything he said he would.
He certainly did. And there's something really interesting in the documentary. The adaptive nature of what happens in the games and the disability side of it doesn't really come into it until the end. You almost forget that you're watching a documentary of disabled athletes. And it's not until the very end where you say, I can do this. Why couldn't I do it? So if you get any advice for listeners, perhaps who've recently been diagnosed with sight loss or anything, and they want to get into something like CrossFit or any sort of exercise, what would that advice be?
It's easy to say just go and do it, but unfortunately it isn't that easy, but it is definitely possible, and there's no reason you can't do it. I think it's finding the right place to do it at. So if near you can find a gym, a CrossFit gym, it doesn't have to be a CrossFit gym, you know, a gym of some description that you can contact and say, you know, I have this condition and I have certain needs, would you be able to help me? If you can take that leap and say, could you help me, and you find the right place that's willing to, you know, think outside the box a bit and actually go, yeah, do you know what, I'd love to help you. And I think there are a lot of places that would love to, and it will change your life. You'll feel empowered, you'll feel free, and you know, when you are doing some exercise, you know, you do completely forget about any terrible stuff that's going on in life. You know, it's one of the great things with exercise and fitness is it's freedom for you. Kind of with no other person can tell you, you know, otherwise. So I'd say seek out somewhere where you're able to do it safely and comfortably, and enjoy it and have fun with it.
Well, great stuff. Chris Fair, thanks so much for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you so much.